All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you were safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith, you keep running your race, you keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah, you keep your eyes fixed on the prize, you stay on a narrow straight gate path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative. Take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evening, getting us through the nights. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. There's so much things throughout our lifetime the Lord has done for us and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. Amen. He protects his people. He keeps his promises. So always thank him and praise him through it all, people. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, encourage each other, support each other, all those things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us stay on one accord for the Lord and be together. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the love, the gatherings, the fellowships. Much love to the previous martyrs, current martyrs, and future martyrs, the isolated, brave, courageous believers out there who are bold for the gospel, who are bold for the faith, who are being persecuted and going through a lot for the Most High. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, all over the world. Much love to the brand new converts out there who just became a believer, who just got baptized, who just repented. God bless all of you people. Love you all, most definitely. New creatures of Christ, much love to all of y'all. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, all the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Always cry out to him, always play an instrument, dance, express yourself for the Most High. Do what you got to do. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship in spirit and truth, most definitely. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love the Lord. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back with a shout. He has come back with them angels. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. So let us be ready, alert, watchful, sober, prayed up. Let us be washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water, by the word. Let us keep the commandments, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of the Messiah. Keep doing the Great Commission. Keep spreading the gospel. Keep being doers of the word. Stay in your calling, your purpose for the Most High always, people. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams, visions, encounters, and various ways of communication. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statute, commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Eighth and the Most High has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our circumstances, our future, our gifts, our talents. Handle that, people. Any assignments or tasks the Father gave you, handle it, people. Get the job done. Amen. Most definitely, much love to all of you out there. Okay, take it one day at a time. All right. Now, in today's message, what I would like to do is just go through today's Bible reading, go through the recommended reading scriptures, go through the commentary, and then from there, we will close out with a prayer, we will close out with a priestly blessing, and we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son, died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 1 through 10. Recommended reading, the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 28 through 31, the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verses 17 through 20, and also the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. The title of the commentary is What's in the Name? Who is God? To help you answer this question, take a look through the Bible for names God uses to describe himself. In our culture, personal names do little more than distinguish us from each other. But in scripture, names not only identify a person, they also describe the character and essence of that individual's nature. In the case of many of the Old Testament's people, naming carries special significance, and that's also the case with God. God revealed the names that he describes him, rather than allowing his people to choose names for him. Who is God? Look at his name. Look at his names. Scripture calls him, among many other descriptors, the Strong One, the Most High, the Everlasting, the Holy One, the Light, the Lord, the Provider, the Merciful, the Awesome One, a Prince, a Savior, a Sanctuary, a Shadow from the Heat, a Shelter, a Sun and Shield, a Sure Foundation, the Alpha and Omega, the Ancient of Days, the Author of Peace, the Sovereign, the Bright and Morning Star, the Creator, the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the Hope of Israel, the Holy One of Israel, Yahuwah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Yahawashah, Yehoshua, Yahusha, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Ahai Yeshaya, Master, Defender, Abba, Fortress, My Rock and My Shield, My Redeemer, My Protector, My Father, the I Am, the Amen. God's names reveal his perfect and eternal authority and power. Yet he stoops to meet us where we are. Just when we need him most, when our lives spin out of control, when we desperately search for hope, meaning, peace, purpose, and direction, this God, the one who embodies all of these names, comes to us. We can, as the ancients did, encourage each other and strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come to save you. Verses 3-4. What names describe us? Selfish and ungrateful, fallen and sinful, weak and helpless, blind and deaf, lame and mute. Yet the vast, wonderful, awesome, great, and powerful God comes to redeem us. What could be more incredible? Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What name immediately comes to mind when you think of God? When was the last time God met you in a moment of weakness and need? Read again through the list of names for the Most High. Mentioned above, which name means the most to you personally? In other words, quote unquote, disregard the study of God and you sentence yourself to stumble and blunder through life blindfolded. Quote, J.J. Packer, J.I. Packer, amen. The name of the Lord, y'all, the name of Yeshua, the name of Jesus, the name of the Most High. You know, people get caught with translations and literature, all that, but we know what we worship. Amen. And we know that when we say that name, when we scream that name, when we proclaim that name and scream that name, it's beautiful and powerful. Amen. So always call on the name of the Lord, people. Always. Amen. A lot going on in the world. A lot of things are speeding up, but stay strong and firm in this journey. Okay, people, that is the commentary. All right. So what I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He's the God of the Hebrews. Praise him. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Lord, y'all. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose up 3 days later. Praise the Messiah, y'all. Most definitely, his blood was shed for all of us, y'all. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the advocate. Praise the Most High, the true and the almighty, true living God. Praise him, the Alpha and Omega, amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, Wonderful Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel, God is with us, Eternal Life, Everlasting Father, Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and Last, the First Begotten, the Firstborn from the Dead, Firstborn of all creation, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord, God, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Great Shepherd, the Head of the Church, the Heir of all things, the High Priest, Holy and True, the Holy One, the Hope of Glory, the Horn of Salvation, the I Am that I Am, the I Am who I Am, the Great I Am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal, He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is holiness. The Lord our righteousness. The Lord is my buckler. The Lord is my portion. My strength, my song, my refuge, my good fortress, my high tower, my shield, my buckler, my provider, my redeemer, my salvation, my helper, my comforter, my counselor, my provider. Praise him, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahayashai, Yeshua Hamashiach, Barak Afar, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehosha, Ahai, Yeshaya, Adonai, Abba. He is a consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now. In the name of Jesus, y'all. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him and he'll show you great, mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Got to believe in him. Know he exists. Trust in him. Know he could do for you. Your faith has made you well. Your faith saved you. Your faith is how you overcome the world. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracle, signs, wonders, breakthroughs, help, turnarounds, clutch moments, last second blessings, good news, unexpected blessings forever. I speak peace, favor over your life forevermore. We know we are in agreement that the outstretched arm of God be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. Amen. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one, and the Most High God is forever. Praise him always, people. He got us, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrected, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. The way everlasting. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word made flesh, the living word. Praise him. We know that his word is purified silver, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, and they are safe. Amen. Praise him, y'all. So that is the message, okay? Prayers up for all the poor people, all the widows, all the orphans, everybody, all the strangers, all peoples, all social classes, everybody all over the world. Prayers for all of you. Amen. Most definitely. So what I love to do as I close out is give you all a prayer and a priestly blessing on the way out. Okay, so here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I'll bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Prayer for you all. Peace.